Run to Old Navy right now to get 30 to 50% off all jeans and all sweaters for everyone in the family. Pair your favorite jeans with any of Old Navy's stylish sweaters and get 30 to 50% off from top to bottom. Every pair of jeans is on sale, including Old Navy Rockstar jeans, and so are the season's best sweaters. All jeans and all sweaters are 30 to 50% off now at Old Navy or oldnavy.com. But you better hurry. This deal won't last. Run to Old Navy. Valid 11-2 to 11-8.
Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1. Zero and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tire.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Success Movement Radio. I am your host, Sean Wyman, and I want to thank you as we kick off November in a huge, huge way. Tonight, our guest is the one and only Matt Partain, top sales trainer, top author, and an amazing, inspirational person. So we're going to get with Matt here in just a second. He is on the line as we speak. I want to share a few things with you guys as we get started. First, we are hosting the show live on Periscope. Hello to my Periscope audience. We are hosting live on Periscope. You can go to at Success with Sean Wyman on Periscope, and you can connect with us there. You can also go to bit.ly/Matt Partain, where you can get all the information. You can watch the show online. And if you want to call in and ask Matt a question tonight, the phone number is going to be 646-716-7979. All right, if you are excited, Periscope, I want to see you blast it out for me right now as I introduce my good friend, amazing human being, author of an awesome book that he's going to talk more about tonight as well, my good friend, Matt Partain. What is up, Matt?
Ah, Mr. Sean Wyman, what's up, my brother?
Thank you so much
for having me on, man. I'm excited. Man, I am so fired up right now. How are you doing?
Dude, welcome to the movement, my friend. Welcome to the movement community. We are so honored to have you, and we are going to have a great conversation tonight, man. Are you ready?
Man, I was born ready. Let's do this. I don't know if the audience is ready, though, man.
This audience is ready, man. Periscope is rocking. These guys are excited, and I am sure someone's going to be calling in here within the next few minutes. We're going to get some questions going here very quickly. So the number again, 646-716-7979, if you want to talk to Matt live tonight, all right? So, Matt, let's start this off by just giving an introduction of yourself and sharing a little bit about who you are now, and then we're going to get into your story. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this. So, guys, I'm Matt Partain. I'm sales trainer, published author of the book Champ or Chump, The Only Difference Is You. I'm a motivational speaker, and I'm on a mission in this world to help positively influence at minimum 1 million people to make their lives happy, to show them that they can do anything that they want as long as they put their mind to it.
Awesome, Matt. Awesome. So I know you're a sales trainer. Give us a little more about your background. Like, what are some things you've been up to? What are your most recent projects, man?
Well, my most recent projects, the book is finally getting printed, which I'm super excited about. I've had a ton of great feedback on, by the way. So the book is being printed. I'm currently developing a sales training program as we speak. So anybody that wants to really, you know, like break into it and really embrace what it is to be a salesman, you're going to be able to take this information and run with it. And we're not going to have to worry about the 1950s and the 1820s, you know, sales tactics where it's nothing but push, push, push. It's all about making a connection to where everyone's going to be able to do this, and you're going to find your own groove and be a rock star.
Man, that is awesome, Matt. Congratulations on your success, my friend. And your book is?
Thank you. The book is Champ or Chump, The Only Difference is You.
Exactly, man. Guys, I had the honor of reading this book on my way back from Irvine, California. It is an absolute must read. If you go to mattpartain.com, you can download the book there. You definitely don't want to go without this book. It is a great book. And Matt, what this title, man, I mean, obviously there's a lot of meaning about this title, right? How did you come up with the title?
Well, the title of it, it was actually a little a taunt that I made up with me and my gym buddies when, you know, when I wore a younger man's clothes. And I would always say to him, you know, what do you want to be, a champ or a chump? The difference is you. You know, what do you want to be? And it was just a fun way that we could push each other to do more. And even though it was only in the gym, it was only during a workout, it's a philosophy that I sort of adopted, you know, just to take throughout my whole life.
Awesome, man. Awesome, awesome. So, and you've gone through some really amazing things in your life, man, some huge challenges. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't know this. I'm going to share this about you, and I know this is something that you don't brag about or talk about a lot, but you did talk about it in your book, man. I think it's really important that people see that true success starts at the bottom, right? It doesn't just, like, you just
Absolutely.
Don't wake up one morning and you're just automatically successful. If it was, everybody would be successful, right?
That's right, man. You're right on the money.
So it says, right, you were homeless 3 times in your life, man. Share a little more about that, and just let us know, you know, what got you into that position, and more importantly, what motivated you to get out, man?
Well, so the first time I found myself without a roof over my head, I was 18 years old, and my dad and I, we got into this just big fight, and it was over seemingly nothing. And I was talking back. I was being a smart aleck because, you know, I'm not one that, you know, takes things from really anybody. And it ended bad. It ended up with me getting thrown out of my house with nowhere to go. So that's the first time that I found myself homeless. And I mean, yeah, it was a struggle. I mean, I was thrown into a brand new situation that I never thought I would be in before, and the my entire world was flipped on its head. So I eventually got out of that just through hard work and grit and you know, saving up money where I could, earning extra money where I could, and I was finally able to get on my feet. The other times it was relationships that really ended badly. You know, so to put it bluntly, what caused that to happen? It was myself. It was my actions. It was the things that I did, that I said on a day-to-day basis that ultimately led up to that. You know, am I the only one to blame? Absolutely not. But I've got to take responsibility for me. And that right there is what got me completely out of any situation even resembling that, because I finally took responsibility over my own life. I didn't point my finger and try to blame anyone for anything, for any reasons. You know, if something's going to happen, then it's up to me to do it. It's up to me to make it happen, to pull myself out of this hole and to make it to where no matter what, I can't ever go back here.
Wow, man. I mean, just in that small amount of space, man, so many gold nuggets that I heard from you. Obviously, you have to take responsibility for what you do right and what you do wrong. And I think a lot of people want to shine, but they're afraid to show that they get dull too, right? And that's just something that really stood out to me from what you just said, man, is, you know, you've got to be willing to show the dullness in order to get the shine, right?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. This is the thing. You know, you're going to go through, you know, periods where you're dull. Anyway, it's going to happen. Life always throws adversity at you, but what are you going to do about it? That's the magic question. And far too many people, they continue the perpetuation of just pointing and blaming, and it's everybody else, and it's not me, yet the bad things continue to happen to who? You.
Yeah. You know, I think that is an honest trait that comes, honestly, to all true successful people is that they accept responsibility whether they succeed or fail. I mean, generals in the military are taught to do that. You are responsible as a leader. You are responsible for what you succeed and what you fail to do, and you need to take actions accordingly for each. And that's just really powerful, man. So another thing that one of your principles, right, how success only has room for positivity, and that really comes from the lessons you learned. Am I right, or did it come from something else?
It came from many things. I mean, like you said, like you discovered in my book, I've gone through a lot of adversity, and some things in the book I really kind of sugarcoated for the mass audience. But no, the positivity thing, you know, being negative never got me anywhere. You know, I mean, I was negative. I was in a very negative place when I found myself in a tight spot where I didn't have any money, or, you know, or a relationship ended, or I found myself homeless, or whatever happened, whatever it may be. I was in this negativity. I was clouded. And when you're in that state, it's impossible to move forward because you can't even see what direction to go in. You just have all this anger that you're holding on to. You know what I mean? And you've got to be able to let those things go. So yeah, you know, the formula for success, it is 100% positivity. If you have a positive thought in your head, that's going to cause you to make a positive decision. Based on that, what's going to go in front of the other, you're taking a positive action. And the only thing that you can get from that, no matter how much time it takes or how much adversity you might face, the only thing you can get from that is a positive result. And there's no room for negativity in that.
Wow. There you go, man. And that kind of leads into the second thing, right? Well, basically, you know, success and failure are choices, right? And I know that's something that you talk about, mm-hmm. right? Success and failure are choices that we make, and we need to understand that we have the choice, right? We have the choice of whether we're going to succeed or whether we're going to fail, and who's going to be responsible for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, anything else you want to add on that? Because that's your point. And by the way, that was Matt Partain's point. That's not Sean Wyman's point. Although I would say that Matt and I have a lot of similarities when it comes to a lot of these things. We have a lot of things that we both agree on mutually without even realizing it. So I think that's really cool. But go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. So it really starts with how you define the word failure. You know, so many people, they might try something and it doesn't work out, and they might call that a failure. Another person might give up completely on a task, and they're beaten down, they stay there, and they have no desire to get up, and that's a failure, right? So it really depends on how you define it. You know, I really look at failures as a stepping stone to success, because all you're doing is finding out what doesn't work. You know, I mean, we've all changed jobs at some point in time. We've all changed relationships, you know what I mean? And quitting or getting fired, whatever happens, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't kill you. It's not the end of the world. The same thing happens when you're going after success. You've just got to look at it as that stepping stone. Now, a true failure, this is how I look at it, is somebody who completely quits, who throws in the towel 100%. Now, that venture might be over, that idea or that product, that may have been no good. It could have been the wrong market, the wrong time, whatever, any number of factors, right? But you can still get up, brush yourself off, and go after another venture, because you have greatness inside of you. You have success. You have something that you are meant to accomplish in this world. But are you brave enough? Are you strong enough to actually go after it? Or are you going to give up and truly be a failure? That is a choice that you have.
Man, that's a great point, man. So failures are not failures unless you choose for them to be failures. They can be lessons. They can be solutions that are found, you know, through making the mistakes and learning what works and what doesn't. I mean, marketing, right? Marketing's all about testing. Branding's all about testing, trying to find what works for you, what's the best fit, all those kinds of things. So really good stuff, Matt. Let's take a pause, let you get a breath for a second as you're dropping all this knowledge, man. The telephone number, guys, you are watching live right now, Success Movement Radio. My name is Sean Wyman. Thanks if you're joining on Periscope. Great to see you guys. The phone number to call in and talk to Matt live tonight is 646 646-716-7979. 646-716-7979. So you guys are welcome to call in, talk to Matt live. Now we're going to get into the heart of what I know Matt's chomping at the bit to talk about. Like, I can almost hear it in his voice, right? He's like, let's talk about sales because this is what I love. So, Matt, we're going to get into it, man. I know this is something you're really passionate about. I know that you are, I mean, just genuinely, like, sold on how important sales are. And we're going to reach out to the masses tonight. We're going to do a little bit of sales training, man. We're going to get you to talk about sales and why sales are so important. And we're going to get into why it is so important to have the right strategy and maybe even give them some strategies. That sound good?
That sounds great, man. Let's do it.
All right. So I know one – well, there's a couple of things I want to make sure we touch on these because I know these are things that you wanted to make sure that we touched on. So one is how you can do anything. Now, how did you get started in sales?
Well, I really got started in sales. I had this epiphany when I was 17 years old. I was actually bussing tables at a restaurant, and I was cleaning up a table, and there was a family sitting at the table adjacent, and we started talking. And before I knew it, we were all just laughing, having a good old time. And at the end of the meal, the dad stood up and he came over to shake my hand and slipped me a 20, just for showing him a good time. And my eyes were finally open to, you know, wow, there's another way to actually make money instead of, you know, cleaning tables and being covered in filth and half chewed up food and whatnot. So, you know, I was like, yeah, cool. It was fun. I like talking to people. So then I got into sales officially at a local supplement store when I was 17 years old. And it was a life-changing experience.
That's awesome, man. So did you go, I mean, how did you, where did your training come from? I mean, obviously at that point, were you just like watching other people and going off of what they did? Or were you just naturally always just an amazing salesperson?
I mean, it's a little from column A, a little from column B. You know, so I was mentored by the people that were in the store. You know, they wanted to see me succeed. They wanted to make sure that I was making enough money as much money as possible. Because we were commission based, right? So I learned everything that they had to teach me, and from that point on, it was by my own blood, sweat, and tears. It was all trial and error. You know, try this out, maybe this works, maybe this doesn't. You know, and go from there. But I honestly hadn't read my first sales book until a year ago.
Wow! So it's kind of come natural to you, right?
Yeah, I think it really, instead of saying came natural, I think it really came out of a place of necessity. Because when I was a kid, I was physically and mentally abused a lot. So I tried to spend as much time away from home as possible. So I would do odd jobs. I would rake leaves. You know, I would mow lawns. I would wash cars, things like that. So I, as a kid, I'm fearlessly going by myself and just knocking door to door to door to door, you know, just trying to get some work just to kill time. And if I was killing time, I might as well make some money to go buy some candy or rent a movie.
Hey, so you have some people on Periscope that are listening and just want to let you know the feedback is unbelievable. They're saying, sorry, Matt, you know, that you had to go through that, and just getting a lot of hearts and a lot of love for your story, man. So that's awesome.
Awesome.
But in the end, that didn't break you, right? I mean, that actually made you stronger, as crazy as that sounds, because Lorena 26 said, we love you, Matt. You know,
I love you guys.
It made us stronger, right? Because I was mentally and physically abused as well. And you, like you, and like many others, we have a choice, right? This is where our success and failures come from, right? We make choices. Is this what's going to define me, or is this what's going to allow me to begin to define myself so I can define others, right? And obviously that's a very challenging time in your life, but it led to so many amazing opportunities from it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if you're not learning, you're dying. I mean, period. You got to be learning every single day. And you know, what you go through today, I mean, yeah, it might be hard, it might be tough, it might be the worst thing that you've ever experienced, but something that I've come to learn, the worst day in the entire world, I mean, everything just goes, everything that could go wrong can and does. The worst day only has 24 hours in it.
Right. So let me ask you this, man. When it comes to sales, like, how do you do it? I mean, is it what's your favorite platform to build your business on?
Well, when it comes to sales, my favorite thing, I've done a wide variety. I've done retail, I've done inside sales, outside sales, business to business. When I was 19 years old, one of my best friends to this day, he and I started our very own advertising company. You know, so I mean, sales is something I love all the way around, and I truly believe, like, my secret sauce is making a true connection with people throughout the selling process. You know, so many of us, we try to pretend, you know, we try to play like we're Billy Mays or something, you know, like we're just trying to blurt out as much information as possible. And, you know, you're not on TV, you know, you have that human element. You have that other person in front of you that you can really feed off of, and you can see just how you're going to be able to help serve them.
Yes, I see exactly what you're saying, man. So when it comes down to it, man, because I know there's a lot of people that just struggle, like they dread the word sale. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've talked to someone and they're like, oh, man, I don't sell. I'm a horrible salesperson. I don't sell to anyone. What do you say to that person?
What I say to that person is, I don't know why you say you're so terrible at it, because you're doing a great job of selling yourself some BS right here and right now.
Nice.
One thing my wife told me is, you know, because she's in sales as well, and she's absolutely amazing. One thing that she shared with me, and this is before I ever read, you know, a single sales book, she's like, selling is a transference of belief. And I'd never looked at selling in that fashion before. But it's absolutely true. What you believe and how you feel, that's the message that you're going to send to somebody. So if you tell yourself, I can't sell, I'm no good, you know, it's not for me, then you're absolutely right. You're buying into that idea the second that you accept it. By the same token, you tell yourself that you're going to be great, you're destined for greatness, and that's exactly what you're going to get.
So true, man. So true. So somebody brand new starting out of the gate, what are some of the key things that they need to focus on as they're getting started in their business? New entrepreneur would need the must-haves. Like, let's cut to the chase. What are the must-haves that they have to have in place in order to really be able to position themselves to sell themselves the best way?
Sure. The must-haves, I mean, one, you've got to have an open mind. No matter what, you have to have an open mind, because there are new ideas that are going to be coming in at all times. And the second you close yourself off to something, you also close yourself off to valuable, amazing, life-changing opportunities. So open mind is number one. Number two is you've got to be coachable. You know, because, you know, while you might have an open mind and these lessons are coming in, you might not even, you know, you might not even want to take notice of them. You've got to be coachable. You got to know what's going on, because the world's constantly changing. We're in 2016, almost 2017 now. You know, this is not the same economy. It's not the same consumer. It's not the same game as it was even 50 years ago. So you've got to constantly be able to be coachable so you can learn those valuable lessons and apply them. The next thing you've got to be is absolutely relentless. You know, you can't base something on one little moment in time. You know, oh, this person said no, that person rejected me, I don't like this product. You know, cool, but that's only this moment. It's only that instant. What are you going to do afterwards? What's the big picture that you're going to go after? You know, a lot of us, we don't have like massive goals, you know, 5, 10, 20 year goals, but what's your massive goal for just today? Are you going to just sit down and take what the day's given you, or are you going to take what you're worth? Those are the qualities that somebody starting out needs to have. You've got to have that hunger. You got to have that determination, that open mind. You got to be coachable. When you have all those things together, the experience and all of the knowledge and this, that, and the other, those things are going to come to you. But you can't teach, you can't train, you can't learn hunger. I'm not saying you either have it or you don't. I'm saying you either use it or you don't.
There you go.
Everybody's got
it. You do have it. It's inside all of us, right?
It's inside every single one of us, absolutely. You know, everybody's got hunger. Everybody's got, you know, dreams and goals and wishes and wants. 100% of people do. But there's a certain percent of people that those wants and dreams and whatever, those actually turn into reality. And everybody else is still wanting, hoping, and dreaming.
I hear you, man. I hear you. So, Matt, let me ask you this. Well, actually, take a break for a second. Get a deep breath. Get a drink of water for a second. Guys, if you want to call into the show, the number 646-716-7979. Hey, Matt, are you open to this? How about, because I know you had 5 books you wanted to give away. How about the first caller that calls into the show, we give a book to? What do you think?
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. And I'm getting a little fuzzy from you.
Uh-oh.
Am I coming through okay?
I got you.
It's a little broken up.
We're good, man. We'll go with it. So 646.
Yeah, let's do it, man. First caller, we're gonna give a free book away.
First caller, Periscope, you hear this? First caller gets Matt's book by Matt Partain, and it is a really good book. So next caller that calls in, get a copy of the book, number 646-716-7979. There we go, Matt. We got a call. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, man. So here we go. This is going to be area code 260. Area code 260. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
There we go. Area code 260. You are live on Success Movement Radio. Welcome to the movement with Matt Partain. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Hey,
we're doing awesome, man.
Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Ben.
Hey, Ben, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Ben?
My
up?
Man. Is this Ben out in Texas?
Yep.
What's up, brother?
What's up?
Hey, man, great to have you on here. Great to have you on. What's your question?
Who was your sales trainer when you were growing up?
Ooh.
I was in a very kind of unique situation. My sales trainer growing up was life. It was getting knocked down and getting punched in the face. That was my sales trainer. I don't really recommend that sales trainer. So if you could find somebody else to cling on to, that would save you all kinds of time and heartache. But when I really got into it, I'm like, you know, hey, I have something different here. You know, I started reaching out to, I started listening to, you know, Grant Cardone. I started listening to Tony Robbins. I started listening to Gary Vaynerchuk, all of these amazing inspirational people that they had years of insight way beyond what I did. You know, so always listening to those that have more and that are in a better spot. You know, but my sales trainer was just life.
Yeah.
Awesome, Ben. Did that answer your question, man?
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
All right, Ben, listen.
Hey, Ben, thank you, buddy.
You know how to get the hold of Matt Partain, right?
All right.
No, you know how to get
hold
of him.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
There you go, Ben. Hey, thank you, buddy. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate you.
Yep, thank you.
All right, great question,
bye.
Ben. All right, guys. So that was awesome. So that was kind of what I was going to go into next, Matt. Like, where does your inspiration come from, man? What is it that inspires you to keep going every day?
Well, there's a lot of things that have kind of just come to a head over the past couple years. You know, I mean, I guess we have to go back to the very, very beginning. When I was born, I was premature. I was about 2 months premature. I only weighed 1 pound, 12 ounces.
Oh, wow.
So I was very, very, I was very small. The second I came out, the doctor said, you know, that I wasn't going to make it. So I went through life, you know, with that. I had extensive surgeries and so on and so forth just to be able to go on. And when I was 16 years old, I lost my grandmother after I'd been taking care of her for the previous 4 years. And I was the one that actually, I found her after she passed. And just through all of that and getting knocked down and losing a place to live and not knowing where my next dollar is going to come from or not knowing where I'm going to get a bite to eat from, you know, my inspiration comes from, if I'm going to do something, then I have to do it. And why would I want to wait until tomorrow? Why would I want to wait until Sunday or the new month or the new year? What's wrong with right now? If I'm wanting to change something, if I'm wanting to change anything at all in my life, that means that something isn't good enough. Something isn't up to par. Why would you want to live even another moment with anything that's less than amazing for yourself?
You know, maybe Bobby on Periscope just said something really powerful, Matt. He said, you see what God can do? I mean, the testimony, man, what you're giving is like, there's people on Periscope right now that are getting, you know, that are getting something from you, man. So, you know, I believe that we all go through these diverse adversarial challenges in our life, some worse than others, obviously, but we all go through our own experiences, right? And it's just really important that we take the time to recognize that everybody has a story. It's just a matter of whether you're willing to commit and put it out there. And if you don't, how many people are you failing to impact instead of being able to accomplish the impact? So, Matt, thanks for sharing that, man. Hey, we got another caller,
man.
Can we take another caller?
Let's do it. Who we got?
Let's take another caller. Who are you speaking to? Hello.
Nyanza Smith.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
We're doing good. Oh, thank you.
We're doing awesome.
Say hello to Matt Partain.
I'm sorry. I can't hardly hear what you're saying.
Yeah, Sean, you're breaking up a little bit, buddy. So I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
It's Nyanza Smith.
Nyanza, it's so nice to have you on. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I just felt like plugging in with y'all tonight.
Beautiful, beautiful. What's what's your question?
Oh, I didn't have a question. I just called in. I really didn't have a question. I was just listening. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you're having a lot of fun. You know, let me ask you something. What do you do?
Well, right now I'm working on a CD. I'm singing. I'm a singer.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's amazing.
I love it. Okay, yeah. So you're working on your CD, right? And you want to get it out to people, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
All right. So I'm gonna give you a tip right now. I mean, one, if you're actually putting your voice on CD for everybody, I'm just gonna go with you got an amazing voice, right? You got something that I wish I had. If I started singing on here, everybody would jump off. All right. So what I would actually do? I mean, you want to get in front of as many people as possible and share that voice. You know, share that voice. Get on YouTube. Get on Periscope. Get on Busker. Get on Facebook Live and just sing your heart out.
Yeah.
Make a connection with everybody. You know, let them know why you're singing, why you have that passion, and why you have that drive that caused you to do what so few people do, and it's actually to put yourself out there. Because I'm sure, as you know, there's tons of people that have beautiful, amazing, immaculate singing voices, right? But there's
only a select few of them. It's incredible,
right?
Voices. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the thing. You only know of those with incredible voices that had the strength, that had the belief in themselves, that sold themselves on the idea to let their voice be heard. Okay. So let your voice be heard by as many people as possible.
There you go.
All right.
Hey, Matt.
All right.
Matt.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hey, would you be open to doing a giving her one of your consultation calls since she's a new artist?
I would love to do that. Absolutely. So yeah, on top of the five books, well, it's now four. I'm also doing five complimentary sales training calls. Would that be something you'd be interested in?
Not at this time.
Okay.
I thought I was just calling in just to listen to what you're saying. I didn't know I was going to be asked a question, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're good to go. You are good
okay,
to go. But
you.
go out there and let your voice be heard by as many people as possible. Share it with the world.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for the tip.
You're so welcome.
There's actually music scopes that you can go on where you can put your talent out there.
Okay.
Like music scope trains. If you look around, Daniel Matt from Perry 10K does a music scope train on Busker. There's lots of resources out there for you to get your voice out there.
Well, I'm singing. It's not so much of me getting my voice out there. It's what I'm singing in my songs concerning my life. It's not much as me getting out there to, you know, because, you know, unfortunately, I'm a little older than some started. I started at 54. I used to sing before I got married over 20-something years ago. But so I'm mostly singing to get what I'm singing out there. It's mostly my life story, songs that helped me go through the things that I went through. So I'm not trying to be like this, you know, superstar. Not at 54. I mean, I hope I'm believing to do really good, but not like that.
Okay.
I want to do what I'm singing.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not only talking about your vocals. I'm talking about your inner voice. Because if you're recording songs, I mean, you're singing from the heart. You're singing from a place of pain and a place of suffering and also a place of success and growth. Right? That's what I'm talking about sharing with everybody. Get that inner voice
that's
out
there.
That's
what I want to share.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you write music as well?
Well, I write most of my songs.
Okay. So you'd be amazed at the people that check out Periscope and live stream, Facebook Live, Busker. You never know. Somebody might hear your song and pick it up and want you to write it for them.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for that. I really believe I have some for some people. Like, one of the songs I wrote, I don't think I can do it as well as I can hear Tamela Mann singing it. I really can hear her singing that.
Okay.
So I believe I'm supposed to write, you know, for people, and you know, it's coming out later, but I'm gonna try it anyway. I'm not gonna
Beautiful.
Do it. I'm gonna go for it.
Beautiful. Yeah. Throw it out there. Get on as many social media platforms as you can, and throw it out there. Periscope, Busker, and Facebook Live are gonna be absolute gold for you. So get out there and rock it, okay?
Yep. All right, thank you so much for the tips. I appreciate
that. It was great to have you.
And I'm glad to thank you for the tips. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks so much for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Somebody on Periscope said they tried to call in twice. If that was you, go ahead and call in again, and I will try to grab you up. We've got about 20, well, we've really got about probably 18 more minutes with Matt before we start to close everything down. So if you have a question, something you'd like to talk to Matt about directly, I know Matt is dying to talk to this audience. We've got a few more books that we can give away. And for the right person, we even have a coaching consultation call with Matt where you'll get some one-on-one time with Matt, which is just really generous, Matt, of you to do that, man. So Matt, as we're going through this, man, one of the things that you and I have talked about is the importance of being open to opportunities. Would you go into that a little bit deeper and why that's so important?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hang on, Matt. Before we go to that question, because I don't want to lose this caller, and I think this is the one that called in before. Let's pick her up real quick. We'll ask her question, and we'll follow up with that.
Perfect.
There we go. Okay, you are live on Success Movement Radio, area code 610. Say hello to Matt Partain. How are you doing? Hello?
Hi there. Dr. Shavir here.
Shavir, my man. What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm on cloud nine, boss. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Guess what? The Chicago Cubs are playing right now for the final. And I said, I don't want to see that. I want to hear Mark Partain talking.
My man. I love it, buddy.
Yeah, forget about that. You know what? I got your book, and I'll tell you. Oh, that's a lightning. Sorry about that. It's raining over here like a big storm. I read your book in one night. I'll tell you that. Remember that?
Yep.
One night. You haven't seen it. You haven't read the book. Get the book. I don't need a free book. Give it to somebody else. Quick question for you. Where do you get your energy,
yes,
my man?
Where do I get my energy? Man, I get my energy from the world around me. I get my energy from the happiness of other people. You know, when I'm doing something that is strictly only for me, you know, I don't feel anywhere near as fulfilled as when I'm doing for others, when I'm serving others. So that's why I'm in this role of trying to motivate and you know, teach people the valuable skill of selling. You know, it fills me with so much joy. It's almost indescribable.
That's sweet. In your book, you mentioned that you have several favorite words. What is your favorite word?
My favorite word?
Yes.
Which one, man?
Remember that I told you what's hustle for me, and then you say something about yours?
I got a lot of favorite words, man. I mean, one of my favorite words is determination, is grit, is success, man. I guess my favorite word though is going to be legacy. That's my favorite word, because I believe that everything that we do, the words that we say, the actions that we take, and the connections that we make, that all lays out a legacy that the world is either going to remember us for or forget all about us.
Exactly. I have kids. I know that Sean have kids. I was watching his Periscope this morning. He was taking care of his wife and his daughter, and that's awesome. And sometimes we don't realize who's watching you on Periscope, you know, and you share your story and you motivate people, and people don't realize that people are hungry. People are desperate to see somebody who have suffered, who have gone through all type of problems, and they get better. And I tell you, one day you're going to be a motivational speaker. You're going to be in front of thousands and thousands of people. Are going to be in front of the seat and just going to point at you and say, "No, I knew it, man.
I can see it, brother, and I can't wait to have you there, front row center, baby."
That's it. All right, I go because I know you're cutting short in time. And I let somebody else call, all right? Love you, man.
You're the man, Sean. We love you, brother.
All right. Thank you, Sean, for the interview. Great job,
Matt.
Man.
Good you, man. Hey, Matt, we got another caller. You ready to take another caller?
Let's do it. What's up?
All right, man. Here we go. We're going to talk to area code 814. Welcome to the movement. You're talking live to Matt Partain. Who are we speaking to? Yeah, turn your radio.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, this is Shannon.
Hi,
hey,
Shannon. Can you hear us?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. I'm inspired by you both, actually. And I have a question. I do direct sales. And
okay.
I just actually started a new line of products in June, and I'm trying to build that business up a little bit, but I'm looking for different ways to try to promote my product and trying to get people to book parties and that, but how do you do it in a way where you're not sounding so pushy, where you don't feel like you're being, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, one of the best ways. So, if you're starting a new business, you're doing parties. I'm just gonna go on a limb and say it's like an MLM type of situation or something similar. Correct?
Yeah.
So not only can somebody buy, but they can be a reseller too. Okay, perfect.
Exactly, yeah.
One of the best ways, because this is the thing, a lot of people, they're already pre-sold when it comes to new opportunity. They're already pre-sold on greatness and more and abundance, especially when it comes to finances, right? Because a lot of people, there's over 76% of Americans that absolutely dread waking up every day and going and clocking in, right? So they're already pre-sold on it. So it was something that would be very easy. You know, whenever you're talking to people, say a waitress, you know, whenever you're going out to eat, or, you know, you go to the gas station and you're buying a stick of gum, whatever, you know, are you married to your job, or would you be open to, say, another opportunity?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm just being very, just very calm, just like very, very, you know, very aloof about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just
okay,
just
yeah,
sparking that curiosity, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the product will sell itself once they see the product and that, you know, I've only been in it for a couple months and I've sold a lot, but I'm trying to get a downline and, you know,
right.
I just can't get anyone into it and I don't know a good sales pitch to get them. But that's
well, if you would like, I've got five complimentary training calls that I'm giving away on this interview. Would you like one of them?
Sure.
All right, absolutely. Let me see here. All right, Mr. Sean, how can we all get connected when this is over?
Hey, you have an email, right? Why not share your email and then have Shannon connect with you directly through email? And I'm going to write it down as well.
Sure. Absolutely. All right, Ms. Shannon, send me an email at mp@mattpartain.com.
mp@mattpartain.com. @mattpartain.com. Okay.
Absolutely, and we'll get something set up and see how we can work together.
All righty, thank you so much.
Now, you said you want to do some promoting, right? What's the name of your product?
Clever Container,
perfect. All right, guys, keep your eyes out for Clever Container.
Yep, it's
there
a great
go.
Way to organize.
I love
right.
it.
Thank you so much for jumping in, Shannon. It was great to have you on the show.
Okay,
right, thank you.
Thank
you, Shannon. You have an amazing night. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, God bless.
All right, God bless you too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, Matt, we got another call, man. You ready for another call?
Let's do it.
The calls are coming in, man. So we got area code 660. You are talking live at Success Movement Radio with Matt Partain. Say hello. Who are we speaking to?
This is Steph or Stephanie, and I know Matt from Periscope.
Steph, what's up? Keep dreaming, Steph, right?
Yes, that's right.
What's happening?
Not much. I just thought I'd call and say hi and say once again, you know, thank you for always being so inspiring. I mean, you just keep us motivated. You know, I told you a little bit of my story a little bit already about how I have the days I just want to give up on what I'm working on. And it's just like Matt comes on right at the booth, gets a good time and motivates us every day. Like, get up and do something about it. Don't just say you want to do it. Do something about it.
Yes.
You know, so inspiring. And I mean, I'm still struggling with it, but whenever you come on and you're all fired up, you get us fired up. So.
Well, I love it, Steph. And keep joining me, keep sticking with me. I appreciate the support. You're awesome. You're a rock star. You know. And the thing is, you said that you're struggling with things right now, right? I'm gonna try to do something. All right. I want to change your perspective on what a struggle is. All right. So
okay.
In my scopes of late, you know, you've heard me talk about, you know, like climbing the mountain, trying to get to the top of it, right? Okay.
Yeah.
When you're climbing a mountain, it's very rough, it's very jagged, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
Now that you have something
yeah.
that you can actually put your foot on and push off of. Well, if there were no struggles getting off there, if there were no push to get up there, if that mountain were completely just smooth and silky, you would never be able to get to the top. The days that you're struggling, I want you to remember those days. That way, whenever
yeah.
you do achieve everything that you want, you're going to feel so amazing. You're going to be able to look back and be like, wow, look at what I, Stephanie, did. Look at what I did, not anybody else. look at what I was able to accomplish by your own grit, by your own hard work, because you didn't give up on the most important person in the world, which is you.
That's right. That's right. Definitely. Appreciate that. Definitely. But yeah, like I said, you're inspiring. So every time you come on, I get right before we are done talking, I get right back up and try again. Like I can't give up.
I love it. I love it. So Steph, let me ask you a couple things. Number one, if you have a question, I would love for you to ask the question. And two, would you like to schedule a training call with me, or would you like a copy of Champ or Chump, The Only Difference Is You?
I would definitely love to have the book, for sure.
Absolutely. Then we will get connected, and I'll make that happen for you.
Yes, for sure. That sounds great.
Okay.
You said, if we were to want a consultation call just for one-time advice, how much do you offer that?
I do the consultations. They're $50 for an hour.
Okay. All right. Well, mm-hmm. Good to know, because I have some other people I've shared this with, and I don't know if they're watching right now, but I know some others that are liking you already. They just haven't came out and talked to you about it yet, so.
I love it. Guys, everybody that's listening right now, and guys that are watching on Periscope, thank you all so much for the love and for the support. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing and give you that fire and that inspiration. Steph, you're an absolute rock star. You're a champ, and I'm gonna get my book over to you, all right?
Sounds great. Thank you so much again, Matt, for everything you do for all of us and keeping our inspiration. We definitely appreciate it. So.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you.
Thanks for calling in.
And thank you guys for giving us the opportunity. Thank you. Have a good night.
Absolutely. You have a good night, too.
Thank you.
Wow, man. We're down. We've got seven. Really, we've got like 5 minutes left, Matt. This has been an amazing show. I want to tie in this last question because I think it'll help some people, right? When it comes to opportunity, you talk about how it's so important to be open to those opportunities. Can you go a little bit deeper into that? Just about 3 minutes, and then we're going to have to close this out, man.
All right, then I'll make it quick, and maybe we can squeeze another call in. If not, guys, mattpartain.com is my website. Get connected with me through social media or through my contact form. So the way that I look at opportunity, okay, every single day, we've talked about time, we've talked about determination, we've talked about doing because it has to be done, right? I was given an amazing opportunity because I was working my tail off. Now, while I was doing it, I wasn't making any money. I wasn't getting any recognition. I was actually like being threatened to have my job taken out from under me when everything was like at its lowest point. But I showed up every day and I gave it everything I had. Somebody else took notice of me. My bosses didn't. They could care less. Somebody else took notice of me because I was working so hard, and an opportunity came knocking. Opportunity is not something that just randomly falls in your lap. Opportunity is something that comes from the actions that we take every single day. So when you work hard, when as Steph said, when she's struggling, but she gets back up and she does it again, Steph is creating opportunity for something great. When you do the things that you don't necessarily like to do, when you do the things, you take the actions that nobody else wants to do, then you're going to find that you, quote unquote, get lucky all the time. And opportunity is going to fall in your lap, but it won't for anybody else. You've got to show up. You've got to blow up. You've got to believe in yourself and sell yourself on the idea that anything is possible as long as you're willing to put in the work and take the right actions and connect with the right people.
Yes, that is some really good stuff, man. So last question, if anybody's in the call, man, this is the last chance. We're going to have probably about maybe 2 minutes with you on the line. If you can get in, now is the time to get in. So, Matt, last question, man. If today was your last day, what would you want to leave behind, man? What would be the one thing that you would want everybody to know that could help them to move forward?
Time is the most precious gift that all of us have.
you only have 24 hours in a day, and it could be the last 24 hours that you do have in this world. What do you want everyone to remember you for? I want to be remembered for greatness. I want to be remembered for, as Steph said, being a constant source of motivation. I want to be remembered, and then I want somebody to smile when they're remembering me because I was able to touch them in a positive way. So the one thing that I want to, if this were my last day, if this were my last time and you guys never heard from me again, do not squander the best gift in this world, which is your own greatness. You have it in you, regardless of what you've gone through, regardless of any struggles that you face, you have greatness and there is success right around the corner. But you've got to believe it. You've got to see yourself there. And all you have to do at that point is put one foot in front of the other and do not stop no matter what.
Oh, man.
Hey. Awesome, awesome. That's Miss Alita, and she is an absolute sweetheart. I'm sorry that you couldn't get in. You and I will connect, though. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for trying to call again and again.
There you go. There you go. All right, guys. So, Matt, I just want to say what an honor it's been to have you on this show, man. You brought so much energy, so many golden nuggets. The replay is going to be through the roof because you're bringing so much value and bringing it with the right purpose, direction, and motivation, man. So thank you for being a part of the show tonight.
Sean, thank you so much for having me, man. This has been an honor and a pleasure.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So, Matt, how much is your book again if somebody wants to get your book?
If somebody wants to get the book, it's $29.95, but for everybody that's listening to this, even if you're listening to it on replay, use promo code LEGACY, and I'm going to give you the book for half price. It's less than $15, and that could be the audio, which there's a ton of gold nuggets because I went off on a few tangents. I got excited when I was reading it. We got the audio, we've got the printed, and we've got the digital that could be with you in your pocket whenever you need that constant source of motivation. Promo code LEGACY, guys, you get it for less than $15. Just go to mattpartain.com.
There you go, guys. So mattpartain.com to learn more about Matt. Matt, we still got like three giveaways from both, and we got like four giveaways for the book, man. So how do you want to do that? I guess we'll just say the next people that listen or the next.
Well, I'm going to take something a step further. All right. Anybody that's listening, whether you're live or on replay, and you want to either book a consultation call with me or you want to get a copy of Champ or Chump on the house on me, go to mattpartain.com, download my free ebook called Become the Standard. It pairs so well with Champ or Chump, and also reach out to me, connect with me on my contact form. Let me know that you came from the radio show, and I'm going to be picking some winners. And on top of picking winners, we're going to be making some winners.
There we go. And a winner you are, my friend, a winner you are. So as we close out the last minute, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Partain has just crushed Success Movement Radio tonight. Thank you so much, Matt, for being a part of the show. Thank you to the amazing audience out there in Success Movement Radio world. Thank you to all of you on Periscope that have been blowing up the hearts and just sharing so much awesome value and great information and comments and love on Periscope. Thank you so much. And I look forward to the next show, which will be very, very soon, guys. Until then, welcome to the movement, and we will see you again soon.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Run to Old Navy right now to get 30 to 50% off all jeans and all sweaters for everyone in the family. Pair your favorite jeans with any of Old Navy's stylish sweaters and get 30 to 50% off from top to bottom. Every pair of jeans is on sale, including Old Navy Rockstar jeans, and so are the season's best sweaters. All jeans and all sweaters are 30 to 50% off now at Old Navy or oldnavy.com. But you better hurry. This deal won't last. Run to Old Navy. Valid 11/2 to 11/8.